question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert, Mary, and Rudy anytime on Facebook, Instagram, or Twitter at RM World Travel. Now, back to RM World Travel.
All right, thanks for being part of our national broadcast today, everyone. It is Mary and I welcome you back for the B Block as we get to our first guest of the day. Show friend Kathy Sudeikis is holding patiently for us on the show hotline. This portion of the program is sponsored by Travel Guard Travel Insurance.
Just like having a good itinerary, a valid passport, and of course quality luggage, travel insurance is important for a successful trip because you just never know when it comes to emergency travel situations. So rather than putting your investment or your well-being at risk, it's affordable and it's going to give you protection in a lot of different ways.
You really should have it when you travel today, folks. You know, when you think about what travel can cost and the expense you're facing if or when something goes awry, do what we do. Get covered at TravelGuard.com. You'll also find a direct link at RMWorldTravel.com under sponsors.
All right. It's been nearly 3 years since our last guest joined us live on air. You likely know her son, Jason Sudeikis, from his TV and movie roles. But Kathy Sudeikis has been a force in her own right in the travel world for years, and I appreciate that she's been a pioneer for women in the travel industry from the get-go. As vice president with Ascendus Travel, Kathy is a well-respected travel advisor, and we're eager to get into some of the travel trends that she's seen firsthand. So off to Mission, Kansas we go, just outside Kansas City.
Just outside Kansas City, indeed, Mary. I can taste Fiorella Jack's Stack Barbecue. Arthur Bryant's is another favorite. Kathy, good morning. Nice to have you back on America's number one travel radio show.
Oh, thanks. Glad to be back with you. And Jack's Stack is nearby.
Oh, well, so listen, and what I like about Fiorella Jack's Stack is, you know, it's more than barbecue. You can go there, you can have fish, you can have other different things you want. I mean, it's a really good place if folks haven't been there. So,
and all right. The creamed corn and those sides are worth their weight in.
Thank you.
Mary with the creme brulee.
So I'm a big fan of creamed corn and all the sides that go with the barbecue.
Well, Kathy, we've already started. We're into food talk now, but we're going to pull it back for a little travel. So as Mary just said in your intro, it has been almost 3 years since you were last on with us. Clearly too long, but just as obvious, the world certainly has turned upside down since then, but we are, I think, collectively working our way back. Mary and I, we've been traveling since May on RM World Travel's big Let's Go America tour. In 2 weeks, it'll be stop 10. We'll be out in Vegas at the Wynn Encore. And by the time we get back to New York, we'll have traveled about 50,000 miles over these past 10 months. So we know, and you're seeing it as well, there's a pent-up demand out there for travel. Many folks have a nest egg they've saved during the pandemic. They now want to go travel, which is good news for all of us. The coronavirus variants creating some challenges. But what are you seeing that travelers are looking for right now, and maybe some of the top places you're sending folks?
Well, they are looking to go and visit sort of bucket list places. Certainly the national parks have been huge winners for this. And if you're not planning already for this summer's national parks, you need to get something on the books because that space is, whether you're doing a campsite or a hotel, they will be definitely filled to the gills. Mm-hmm. Certainly the Las Vegases and the New York cities are very, very popular. And actually, tourism in the United States is fully back. Yeah, you know, it's been, even for international people to come, the U.S. is working pretty well.
Right. On the leisure side, it's back. Now, the business side is still taking
leisure.
Some time.
No. Yeah. Well, we have a large corporate base of our in our agency, and I'm pleased to say that a lot of the corporate business is at 2019 levels.
Well, that's good news.
Good
now, are
news,
they
Kathy.
Larger corporations, or are they smaller or mid-sized companies?
No, we're regionally highlighted, and so they are companies that are in our neck of the woods versus branch offices of the biggest companies.
Okay. Interesting. Good news on that.
Interesting. All right. Kathy, I want to talk about cruising. Robert and I have been pretty critical of the way the CDC operated with the cruise industry, particularly throughout 2021 once vaccines came on the horizon. Last week, we spoke to John Padgett with Carnival Corporation and Princess. He was on with us. He mentioned we're seeing and hearing that frequent cruise travelers are cruising again, but the industry is still struggling to attract new or first-time cruisers. And I think a lot of that has to do with the misinformation that's out there. And there's definitely a fear factor out there. Are you experiencing strong interest in the cruise sector of travel, Kathy? And do you agree with us? Because we think cruising is a completely safe way to travel right now.
Oh, I am on board with that. Absolutely. Remember, cruises were taking care of sanitation and spraying people's hands and using disinfectants for a long time based on the situation where there was the norovirus for people. And it was an anathema to people to have that become public knowledge, so they were very, very careful about that. I have an inside track on part of what the CDC's issue was. It turns out that there's nobody in the CDC who is a fan of cruising, and that's pretty obvious why that why it was singled out. Even worse, when all of these cruise lines management teams went to Congress to try and find out who to lobby and who to approach and try and give them a primer on what cruise lines have done to be safer and all of the measures they've taken, they found out that there was nobody universally in charge of the CDC's cruise announcements. There was nobody in Atlanta that would take responsibility for having made those pronouncements.
Now,
and Congress sort of found out, and so did the leadership of the cruise lines. It was a pretty scary development.
I'm shaking my head as I hear that, because, again, I mean, when I hear it, that's both sad, it's somewhat humorous, but also I'm going to just underscore it all by saying not surprising at times that we have dysfunction in our government, so the right hand's not talking to the left, and we have clearly somebody who's not unbelievable. So that's good information. Kathy, this is why it's been too long.
Yeah, thanks for sharing the inside scoop there.
You know, John would have appreciated that last week. All right, well, I'm going to take us to the hotel sector right now, because Chip Rogers is on with us a lot. He's with the American Hotel and Lodging Association. They shared last week their state of the industry forecast with us. And, you know, I mentioned that they're expecting the occupancy and hotel revenues to certainly be back to 2019 levels, or certainly around that. But I saw something this week really about extended stay properties. And when we were just in Miami, we stayed at the Hyatt Beach House down there in the Hollywood area. And it's one of these, you know, higher end apartment type places. Apparently, the extended stay properties, they've been a saving grace for the hotel sector. They require fewer staff and services to operate. And with the apartment like amenities, they offer good value. So I'm curious, are you seeing more people right now looking for those when you're handling travel for folks, whether extended stay, be it economy or luxury, or what are you seeing?
Well, I think you're on target with that observation as well. It is easier. They, you know, some of the protocol now for hotels is that they will leave a room empty and disinfected for 24 to 48 hours and things like that. So it does help to have people have extended stays and fit more perfectly into what needs to be done to keep them COVID safe and things like that. You know, the regular hotel product is literally deleted because of the fact that they take hotel rooms out of the inventory when people have stayed there recently and things like that. So, you know, it's got a long way to go, but I know that nobody's really wearing masks on the front desk and everything anymore. So we're coming full circle on that.
Kathy, before we run out of time, I think we can all agree domestic travel is going to continue to dominate this year. I still think there's a fear factor. We have testing back and forth, including testing still to get back into the U.S., which I know ASTA is petitioning that get dropped. Real quickly, what would you say to anyone who wants to travel abroad but is still a little concerned?
Oh, I think just picking the country that you're going to and doing a little research, or more importantly, don't try and do it alone. Have a travel agent there running interference for you, because we're getting the newest and latest information regularly. For example, the UK have dropped all protocols just as of February 1st, and people are anxious to get back to London and to Ireland and to Scotland. I think this is going to be a great summer for them while the rest of the continent still decides who's on first.
Hoping to see Italy and France.
Kathy, we know that you've had some career in the travel business, and I'm curious, how did you occupy your time when things slowed? I mean, you know, do you have a greater appreciation for what we all do today?
Oh, gosh, I absolutely do. We sent all of our vacation agents back to their homes with a company computer that was connected to the database and the Sabre systems and reservations and more importantly, the connections and contacts for our clients. And we've been servicing people who do get out on the road, but more importantly, servicing people who rebooked with vouchers for 2022 and are now rebooking for 2023. So we have stayed busy, but not profitable, I'm sorry to say, since the way the industry works.
But busy will lead to profit.
Commission's not paid till 30 days after they're home.
Yeah. Well, that part is true. But busy will lead to profit, so that's coming. So, Kathy, we're going to have to leave it there for today. Thank you very much for joining Mary and me on The Big Show. Really appreciate it. So until we do this again, hopefully some point soon, have a nice weekend, all right?
Thank you very much. Same to you guys.
Always a pleasure. Thanks, Kathy. Bye-bye.
All right. Kathy Sudeikis, nice to catch up with her, Mary.
Always is.
Yeah, it is. And note
to Valerie. A little more regularly next
Kayla,
time. Yeah.
We'll have her back
Kathy.
A little sooner. All right, folks. There are still 8 more segments to go. If you're listening at home, go grab a snack. Get comfortable with us. If you're in the car, maybe the office, well, stay focused and do stay tuned as well. As we step aside for some sponsor messages, now's a good time to go vote in those travel polls that we mentioned at the top of the show. Connect with us also on our social media at RM World Travel. Keep your radios locked in, folks. Your favorite travel radio show is coming right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel is coming right back, and you can also stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.